Sexton on the rebound taken by Josh Richardson. He's in the Sixer backcourt with Ben Simmons, who is flying once again. And I'll tell you what. Simmons with a rejection, making his defensive presence felt. And what a pass by Simmons. Milk it. Simmons slamming for two, and the onslaught continues. Ben Simmons.
NBA Straya. How you going? That's right, it's NBA Straya. It's Monday, November 18. I am your very clearly sick host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff, that booze money. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you. Or repping Straya. Just a little bit, mate. That's what we do here. All right, so wild NBA weekend to wrap up for you. A couple of record-breaking performances. Paul George, James Harden, etc. And the Aussies had a bit of a rough one, I'll tell you. Oh, geez. So we're going to cover that in the game wraps. We're going to fly through that. We've got weekend winners and losers. We've got all the usual dumbassery. That's on the knife, old mate. No, mate. Spud of the night. Pantsing of the evening. Better than Lonzo Ball. And, of course, yeah, nah. The unpopular opinion of the day. At Outback Takehouse. We were serving up a flame grill take. There's the Australian Player Watch, as well as the Andrew Gaze Great Mamba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. It's Monday, that's what we do. We'll also make a pick and deliver a preview for all the games tomorrow, which will be pretty good. Smashed it with our picks. Smashed it with our pricks over the weekend, I tell you what. Oh, geez. The weekend picks absolutely crushed. That was awesome. So we'll finish off today's show with a new Deli review. That should be pretty good. I wonder what he's been up to. All right, so let's get into it, shall we? Without further ado, this is NBA Straya episode 357. Let's go. The worst of
these. This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Whoa, you better. I don't know, you better watch out for the attack of, I don't know, LeBron James. If you're, what was the Hawks today? They absolutely smoked. That was pretty cool. Better watch out for Marquise Chris. He's out there just dunking on everybody. That was pretty wild. Who did he get? He got Nicolo Melli, didn't he? Jesus. Anyway, you also better watch out for racial injustices if you're the NBA. That's right. We're going to start today's show the way we start every show here with the daily...
Watch out.
Whoa, that's the wrong one. Whip around. There we go. Jesus. Still working out the kinks in the board. Also sick. Having babies. Who'd have thunk? Let's get sick all the time. Dad, I'm going to daycare. Sick. Oh, guess what? I'm also sick now. Anyway, Bill Russell finally accepted his Hall of Fame ring. The original GOAT, 44 years after he was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Didn't go in 1975. He didn't want to be the first player inducted. And they're like, oh, but Bill, we love you. And he's like, mate, there's people more deserving than me right now. I'm not going to go to your ceremony. And they're like, well, you're inducted anyway. And he's like, well, fuck you guys. But that was lovely. He finally gets his Hall of Fame ring, surrounded by close friends of his, like Alonzo Mourning and co. That was really good. So on your bill, love that. Greg Popovich got kicked out of a game against the Blazers, seemingly almost on purpose. So we got Tim Duncan taking over as the coach for the Spurs, which is pretty great. For a minute there, it almost seemed like Becky Hammon was officially the first female head coach for all four major American male sports. But nah, apparently... her years and years and years on the sideline as an assistant coach didn't quite match up to Tim Duncan being Tim Duncan. what else? D'Angelo, he's out with a sprained right thumb, so Golden State's injury woes just keep getting worse and worse and worse. Gee, do you reckon you saw this one coming? We'll talk about that in a little bit. Kawhi! set out his second straight game with a knee contusion. They reckon. So it seemed like the first game that he set out when Paul George came back, they were like, yeah, you know, load management. After he was load managed a game before that. You know. But then, actually may have hurt his knee a little bit, which sucks. Hopefully he's right. And finally, what, a couple of other bits. Some good injury news. The Pacers have assigned Victor Oladipo to their affiliate in the G League. That's the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. I fucking love that name. So yeah, he's going to go hang out with Fort Wayne and probably recall back up to the old Pacers ASA and fucking P. So hopefully get a bit of Victor back. That's nice. And a bit of trade news. Apparently, according to Shams, multiple teams are reportedly interested in Orlando Magic. So I love this. This is funny fucking dumb journalist speak, right? Multiple teams are reportedly interested. Yeah, you're reporting it. So that is reportedly, Jesus, in Orlando Magic forward as a Air Gordon Gordon. Should he become available? Apparently, Orlando are like, yeah, he's not available, but teams like, well, we're interested if he is. And everybody else who's fucking saying is like, well, the last time he was any good was when he was in, oh, wait, he actually sucked in that Uncle Drew movie, so whatever. So him and Anthony Davis, they've got the fucking personalities of a piece of plywood. Get the fuck out of here. All right, let's do some game wraps for the weekend. We're going to fly through these. Hey, what did you reckon of, was it Friday's show? Yeah, we absolutely smashed through the preview on junk because I had to run. I feel like it actually went okay. So we're going to try to speed these the fuck up. Detroit lost in Charlotte on a Malik Monk game winner, 109-106. That's hilarious. Langston Galloway chucked in 32. Devontae Graham, though, yeah, they're crushing it. He had 18-5-10 in that game. Backed it up with a massive game against the Knicks again. San Antonio lost in Orlando. We just mentioned them. 111-109. San Antonio reeling. Houston beat Indy 102-111. Harden dropped 44 on their heads. OKC smashed the Philadelphia 76ers in overtime to win 127-119. This was a wild game. Like, it was really, really weird. Philly like, oh, I think we've got this in OKC. They're like, nah, fuck you. It's going overtime. And we're going to kick your ass from here. And that's just what happened. Chris Paul had 27-8-5. Joel Embiid had 31-12. Hit 4 threes, was crushing it, but yeah, couldn't get him over the hump. Utah lost in Memphis, which was hilarious. The old Mike Conley return game, going home. Memphis went at 107-106, thanks to Ja Morant there. He was incredible. 25-4-8 for him. Washington beat Minnesota 137-116 because Minnesota fucking suck. Beal, 44 points, 10 assists. Where's your Maple Jordan now, motherfuckers? No, really, where was he? I don't think he actually played that game. So, no, he didn't. Oh, that's sad. Yeah, but Carl Anthony Towns had 36-10-3. But no Wigo, because he sat there on out. I think it was with a knee, wasn't it? Let's find out really quickly. There we go. Due to personal reasons, he's averaging 26 points a game. 31 over the last six. Not bad, but he missed that one. And there you go. Minnesota got routinely shit-pumped at home thanks to Brad Beal with 44-10. Golden State lost at home to Boston. Dude, you see Boston, kid? 105-100. 10 straight win for Boston this one. Jaylen had 22. Draymond was basically the point guard for Golden State. 11-11 for him. Sacramento lost to the Lakers. In classic Sacramento Lakers fan, fashion by being jobbed by the fucking refs. LeBron had 29-11. There was a bullshit call late against Harrison Barnes that gave the Lakers the win. Nothing ever changes. Sacramento always getting hosed by the refs when it comes to the Lakers. Absolutely jobbed. The league even took the, you know, usual fucking dumbass measure of, like, afterwards going, yeah, look, in the last 2 minutes, no, look, that should have been a foul on LeBron. It's like, well, that doesn't fucking help Sacramento now then, does it, you pricks? Jesus. Anyway, on Sunday, Brooklyn won an absolutely insane game against Chicago, 117-111. Both teams got down by 20 points in this. Can you believe that? Ugh, gross. There might be two teams that I hate watching more than Brooklyn and Chicago, but I don't know who they are. Zachy Cakes Levine had 25. Spencer Dinwiddie took over late. He crushed it. Talk about him in a second. Milwaukee, here's Algonquin for the good land. Absolutely shit pumped the Indiana Pacers, 102-83. Smoked him in the second and fourth quarters. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 26-13-6. Really good piece by friend of the show, Kane Pittman, about how Milwaukee are using Giannis this year and how everyone should be fucking terrified, and we all are. Charlotte beat the Knicks, which was hilarious, 103-102. Devontae Graham this time with a game winner. He hit 9 threes in this. It was absolutely bonkers. The other Mitch Robinson had 17-12, and RJ Barrett had 22. Classic Knicks. They already won their Super Bowl. Now they don't give a fuck and they're losing to Charlotte. 125, Houston won over Minnesota. Told you Minnesota suck. Harden dropped 49. 49. After having 44 the game before, the day before. Not bad. Good size. Not bad for 4 minutes work. 4 minutes in. It's pretty good. But it was a crazy game. And good on him. Loved it. This was fun as hell. You don't usually get to say that out of Houston games, but you're like, well, Harden's just going absolutely bonkers at the moment. And yeah, get that on the big jobs. Carl Anthony Towns had 27-15. Obviously, no Wigo again for this one for the T-Wolves. So tough as, bro. Tough as. Ben McLemore scored 20 points in back-to-back games. Can you believe that? I wonder if that's the first time that's ever happened. I'm going to say it is. Yeah. Isaiah Hartenstein. Hartenstein, yes. Hello, my name's Isaiah Hartenstein. 16 rebounds. Jesus. Crushing it. And Chris Clemens was out there smashing it. No relation. You know, different spelling, but he was good. New Orleans lost in Miami. No one saw this coming. 109-94, the Party Town showdown. Bam! Adebayo at 18-14. Sneaky Defensive Player of the Year runner as well. Toronto lost in Dallas. Luka chucked in a 26-15-7. The Zinger, the Extreme Zinger Meal.
Extreme Zinger Meal.
There you go. 20 points, 15 rebounds, 7-20 shooting though. 1-7 from downtown. Come on, Zinger. Get your shit together. Get supercharged.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
Fuck yeah. Atlanta then lost to the Clippers and gave up 150. Yep, 150 to 101. In regulation. Paul George had 37 in 20 minutes. 25 for Sweet Lou. 21 for Jerome Robinson. Paul George. You mental. I'll talk about him in a second. And then today, Philly beat Cleveland. That's right, Stephen A. Smith. They actually beat Cleveland.
Cleveland!
I know, right? 114-95. Dilly versus Simo. 2.0. We had that last week as well. Tobias Harris, he's back. He had a good game. 27 points, 10, 4, and 11 for Simo. 17 for the sex man on Cleveland. That's right, Stephen A. Smith.
Cleveland!
Boston. They had a 10-game winning streak, and they lose to Sacramento in absolutely heartbreaking fashion. They had it going in the fourth. They had the lead going into the fourth, did Boston. Rashawn Holmes hit a couple of free throws with like 13 seconds left. Marcus Smart had a runner in the paint. It goes up, and then it falls off the edge of the rim. This was crazy. Buddy Hield had 35. He was really good. Bogdanovich had 12 and 10 assists. And Jaylen Brown just is being very, he's very, 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 very much taking a step forward. Had some good World Cupping there, Jaylen. 18 points for him. Denver beat Memphis 131-114. Jam and Jamal Murray was awesome in this. 39-8. And that's great. I'm happy for you, Jamal. 39 is awesome, but it's against Memphis. Can we see you do that against like good teams, mate? Just asking for a mate. The mate's me. Orlando beat Washington in the Harry Potter Bowl. Yeah, the Harry Potter Bowl. The Magic versus the Wizards. Fucking love that. Beal. Putting up some numbers, mate. 34-8-6. That's 8 assists, 6 rebounds. Well, Vooch for the Magic Men. 30 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists. And we had an amazing Markel Fultz sighting. An absolute fucking brutal yam on Davis Bertans. That was fucking pretty good. I'll tell you what. Mo Wagner had 12 in this. He's going to pop up again later. He was awesome. CJ Miles had 21. Isaiah Thomas, 13-5. The comeback tour is like sort of, you know, gaining a little bit of steam, but it's also maybe petering out a little bit. Just saying. Fournier had 25, but Fultz was awesome. 19-3-2. 8 of 10 shooting. 2 of 3 from downtown. Would Philly, here we go, there's a yeah nah for you. Would Philly be better off if they just kept Fultz? Anyway, moving right along, Golden State lost to New Orleans. Hey, here's a list of the people who are out of this game. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, D'Angelo Russell, Lonzo Ball, Derek Favors, Josh Hart, Kevin Looney, Jahlil Okafor, Jacob Evans, Darius Miller, Alan Smaljic, Damian Lee, and Fred Jackson. So what I'm trying to say is that I actually played in this game. Well, my buddy fucking body feels like it. Played a bit of pub cricket yesterday. I'm fucking rooted. Everything hurts. Anyway, Eric Paschal was great. 30 points. JJ Redick at 26. Jackson Hayes had 10 and 10. That was good. And then finally, the Lakers beat the Atlanta Hawks 122-101. Kobe was there and everyone's flipping out about it. LeBron had a 33-12 assist game. How many times do you reckon Kobe did that? It was 6. You know how many times LeBron's had 33-12? 20 times.
Oh, but Kobe, he's the Mamba.
Fuck off. Kobe stands. All right, let's do some weekend winners and losers then, shall we? I guess, maybe, once I find the... Oh, just upside down with this fucking new board, mate. Anyway, winners and losers.
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me? There you go. In other news, tragic mix-up today in Cleveland. Many people killed. Goodbye!
I love it. All right, weekend winners. The Clippers. Oh, shit. 150 on the Hawks. It's pretty amazing. Everyone scored. All 12 players scored. Jerome Robinson had a career high. Paul George set a record for points in a home opener for the Clippers. They led by as many as 46. And then, you know, ended up winning by 49. I mean, Jesus. It's just... That's crazy. What a fucking game. And this is without Kawhi Leonard. Like, if Paul George is back and he's MVP Paul George, fucking hell, mate. Like, this is just... You're taking the piss at that point, aren't you? I mean, they're out there just cruising along. Deep-ass team. Kawhi's in and out here and there. They look pretty good. But I feel like we talked about on Friday's show, it's like, well, you know, maybe the Clippers aren't that great. Nah, fuck that. That was dumb. The Kings crushing it without two of their best players. Absolute scenes there in Sacramento. Beating the Boston Celtics. I believe they start off 0-5. They've now won... five of their last seven? They've gone 5-2 in the last seven since then. Yeah, they're 5-7 overall. That's fucking great. You know? They beat the Celtics 199. They lost because they got jobbed in that fucking Lakers game. They beat the Blazers. They beat the Hawks. Kings, loving it. That's a good weekend. Good on you. Golden State.
Oh, but Jimmy, they just lost D'Angelo for a couple of weeks as well. And also, they're bad. And also, they're a G League team.
Yeah, but that's fine. They keep losing. D'Angelo gets a breather. He can come back for the run into December, January. Show off his value before the trade deadline. Bob Myers will flip in for a bunch of good shit to the Timberwolves or something. And away you go. You're laughing. Absolutely smashing it. It's perfect. Golden State, the rich keep getting richer. Obviously, the weekend winner is James Harden, 44-49. It's pretty good. And they won both those games, so that's actually winning. Whereas in the loser section, we're going to talk about that in a second. There's other people that are involved. Weekend winners, Miami, only one game, but they are just sneakily just beating the teams that they should, like the Pelicans, the Cavs, the Pistons, the Hawks, etc. And they're 9-3. That's fucking wild.
It's like, oh, it'll take a little while to like get Jimmy Butler organized and into it. It's like, well, will it though? Will it really?
Turns out maybe fucking not. They're just good, I think. You know, you can go suspend Deion Waiters. Doesn't matter. Shoot. it's pretty good. So, what else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Oh, we're going to stay in Florida. We get that STD check. Orlando. Yep. Yeah. They backed up a big win over Philly by sorting out San Antone and then fireballing the fucking Wizards in the Harry Potter Bowl. That was pretty great. Like, Orlando, my first reaction is that they fucking suck. My second reaction is they just are annoying and beat teams randomly without rhyme or reason or seemingly any sort of idea behind why they're actually beating them, because... Middle of the pack, both offensive and defensively. They're 6-7. They've won 3 straight, though, against 2 pretty good teams in the Sixers and Spurs and the Wizards as well, thrown in there just for good measure. You know? Tricky. And all the teams that they've lost to, you can actually see why. They've lost to the Bucks, the Nuggets, the Thunder, the Mavs, the Pacers. They did lose an early one to the Hawks, but they've also lost to the Raptors. So, look, maybe the Magic aren't as bad as we all thought. And when I say we all, I mean me. And obviously the weekend winners, the Lakers. They just keep getting fucking gifted wins by the refs. And then get Atlanta on a back-to-back. I mean, get the fuck out of here. Basically handing wins to the Lakers. Fuck you. All right, weekend losers. What do you think about that?
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser.
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 All right. Weekend losers. Oh, people who bought tickets to that Golden State Pelicans game. Could you imagine like spending like, I don't know, $200? You're like, I'm going to go see Steph play Zion. Oh, fuck. Oh, and then you're sort of suddenly out there going, oh, I get to watch Eric Paschal take on JJ Redick. Fucking awesome. I get to see Marquise Chris versus Kenrick Williams. Holy shit. I mean, at least Drew Holiday was out there, but he had a shit game. He had 22 points on 23 shots. Like, ugh. Yeah, Draymond Green, who may have been... Yeah, Draymond was literally the only player on Golden State in today's game that was a part of the championship-winning teams. That's fucking crazy to think about, isn't it? Yeah. Meanwhile, the Pelicans just had nobody. So, ugh. Brutal. Brutal scenes, and it would suck if you're a fan going to that game. Weekend losers. The Celtics. Oh, but Jimmy, they won 10 straight, mate. And yeah, they only eked that one out against Golden State. Golden State had a bit of a crack at them late, which is funny. But 10-game winning streak. To shit the bed against the Kings in heartbreaking fashion, that's a loser of a weekend, isn't it? That smart shot was just like the way it rolled out. It was halfway in, halfway down, and then it just wasn't. It's like what the basketball gods. I don't know why. They threw in that fucking crazy Kawhi shot last year and then let this one roll out. I don't know. Maybe they just hate the Celtics. Just like the rest of us. Pacers. Rough weekend. They ran into the Rockets and then got shit pumped by the Bucks. Rough weekend for them because everyone was talking them up and going, oh, don't look now, but the Pacers are really good. And it's like, yeah, they are. And then they got fucking destroyed. So, yeah. Rockets, Bucks killed them. But, I mean, they had won four straight before that, so tough one, though. Tough one. But, look, also weekend winners, the Pacers, because they get Victor Oladipo back soon. Other losers, for who are also winners, the Rockets. I mean, but they won both their games, Jimmy. It's like, yeah, they did. And you just had James Harden as winner. Yeah, I did. But all the other Rockets, not named James Harden. Could you imagine that? James Harden took more shots than the rest of the starters and their six-man combined. So, I'm sure that's a lot of fun. Jonas Valanciunas, CJ Miles, and Dellon Wright. We're going to get to that in a second. That is very, very big weekend loser stuff, if you ask me. Utah, they only played one game, but they blew it against Memphis in Mike Conley's homecoming. That just was a rough one. They look shit. Utah, like, they wouldn't usually be a team that you'd expect to sort of roll into a game and go, oh, we're going to win this no matter what. And on this night, though, they were. It was weird. San Antonio, weekend losers, because they might be bad. They've lost five straight. They're 5-8. The wins have come against the Knicks, Wiz, and Warriors. And they beat Portland very early on in the season. Portland are up and fucking down. And then Portland just beat them on the weekend too. And OKC, who, again, up and down. San Antonio, man. Like, there's just nothing there that scares you. DeJounte on a minute restriction, etc. DeMar and LaMarcus. I mean, ugh. Weird. All right, and final weekend losers, the Knicks. I should just have like the Knicks written down each week, right? They spoiled Kristaps's return to New York, obviously. Everyone's booing and they got to call him an asshole and chant KP sucks and stuff. That's awesome. Good on yous. And then you know, that's not the NBA title though. So don't raise your fucking flag to the rafters just yet about how you've beaten Dallas twice this year. Because then they lost to Charlotte on a dagger three from Devontae Graham. So, El Clasico. El Clasico. All right, NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That is a knife. Spencer Dinwiddie. Holy shit. Well, there's a couple of others. We're going to get to them. But Spencer, final game on a five-game road trip for the Nets. Up 20, down 20. The Nets-Chicago game was absolutely fucking bonkers. No Kyrie. He's resting his shoulder. Spencer just goes absolutely fucking bonkers. He had 20 points in the fourth quarter. He had 24 total. Nets get the win. That was an absolute, literally, a fucking approved dagger, knife that Spencer just whipped out. But also, James Harden, what a weekend. Are you kidding? 44 points versus Indy, 49 versus Minnesota. Back-to-back games just goes, yeah, fuck yes, I'm just going to kick some ass and take some names. How's that? Is that all right? And everyone's like, fuck, well, there's not much we can do to stop you. There's a couple of, like, step backs, crossovers where you're like, get fucked, James. Jesus. The 44 came on 26 shots, 13 and 26, hit six threes. That was pretty amazing. And then he just goes, oh, thought that was pretty cool. 26 shots, efficient scoring, and then took 41 shots against the Wolves. And had 49. So, yeah, not bad. Not bad. 16 to 41 he goes. Amazing stuff. But look, I feel like the improved performance of the weekend still has to go to Paul George scoring 37 points in 20 minutes. 20 minutes. It's absolutely fucking crazy. Like, I don't know how he did it. Like, I watched a bunch of the game and I'm like, how did he score so many points so quickly? What the fuck just happened here? It was awesome. So I think it was in 20 minutes, Paul George has 17 shots. He shoots 10 of 17, 6 threes, 37 points, 20 minutes. That's the first NBA player in history to score that many points in fewer than 21 minutes. Absolutely unreal and easily the NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend. The crazy part about the Harden one that I just mentioned with the 49 points on 41 shots is he had more field goal attempts than all the starters and the sixth man, who combined for 40 and across 156 worth of minutes. That's absolutely crazy. I don't know how, like Ben McLemore, Tyson Chandler, PJ Tucker, and Austin Rivers, and Isaiah Hartenstein. So to be honest, I'm actually okay with James Harden taking fucking 41 shots. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. That was his seventh 40-point game of the season, 84 for the career. Pretty good. Who's old mate no mates, though?
Old mate no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, is it my name is Jonas Valanciunas, Dylan Wright, and CJ Miles? Oh, Jimmy, why do you say that? Oh, it's because those friendly folks up there in Canada. Oh, you know about Corpox, eh? Yeah. Hey, who about that? How about a free Medicare, eh? We're almost as good as Australia when it comes to that, bro. Jonas, Dellon, and CJ do not get rings from the Toronto Raptors. And everyone's like, oh, but they played for them during the season. Boo! Boo! Whinge, whinge, fucking whinge. Definitely old mate, no mates. Because the Raptors are like, no, but they didn't. They weren't in our playoff roster. We traded them to get Marc Gasol, who we then won the title with because he's much better than Jonas Valanciunas, Dallon Wright, and CJ Miles. So, yeah, they're definitely old mate, no mates. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, funny stuff. Spud of the night.
Spud, 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 it is spud of the night.
Spud of the night. Tim Hardaway the Lesser. 2 of 11 versus Toronto in only 21 minutes. Beautiful Tim Hardaway, the lesser action. Kobe White versus Brooklyn. He went 3 of 13. Jesus. Gudjuric, the Rook, against Utah went 0 of 6 for Memphis. Rusty Westbrook went 5 of 21 versus Indiana. Goal. Corey Joseph, 1 of 9 versus the Lakers for the Kings. Miles Bridges out there throwing up bricks. 0 of 8 against the Knicks. Jesus, Miles. What are you doing, mate? And Josh Richo Richardson against the Cavs went 2 of 12. Fuck me. And look, you know I don't like to shit on rookies, but Jordan Poole is just next level. 0 of 7 today, 0 of 3 from downtown. For the year, 29% from the field, 24% from 3, while taking 6 a game. Fucking hell. That's wild, isn't it? Panting of the weekend. Davis Bertans and his stupid Amish beard got by Markel Fultz. That was a fucking sweet hammer. Big Simo actually had some pretty nice dunks all over the Cavs today as well. But the best was probably Nicolo Melli getting fucking...
He got straight killed.
He got straight killed by Marquise Chris. Damn, son, that man is a family. Marquise, what are you doing? I know he's like European and he's only just come here, but you don't even have to kill him like that. It's not the Godfather, bro. Better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody as long as you have gotten your merch, because they've gone bankrupt.
Steve-o.
Get your merch.
Wear it.
Get your merch.
Yeah, I fucking just wish Lonzo would play more, right? He's got like an inductor strain now. PJ Washington was better than Lonzo Ball. He had 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists against the Knicks. 7 of 9 from the floor. Very, very good stuff from PJ. In that same game as well, RJ Barrett, 22 points, 8 of 16. But actually, to go back to PJ Washington, for like all the slamming of the Hornets that, you know, I may have done for taking PJ, he's been really good. 8 of 16 for RJ, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Mo Wagner. Old Lonzo. Lonzo's old mate from the Laker years. Went 13 and 15 against Minnesota for the Wizards. Ended up with a 30 bone. 30 points, 15 rebounds, and 2 assists. Absolutely fucking wild. Ja Morant obviously had 25 in the win over the Jazz. It's a soft J. And Eric Paschal. Eric Paschal is out there. Front runner for Rookie of the Year. What do you reckon? 30 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 10 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 4 from downtown. He is fucking crushing it. Nice one. All right, and finally, Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the Week!
And you know what? Nobody. You all behaved yourself. I really like that. Not bloody bad. So how about we give it to fucking Miles Garrett for wanging Mason Rudolph in the head with his own fucking helmet. Ah, the NFL. Just wait for NFL Australia. It's going to be a wicked, wicked, wicked podcast next year. All right, we'll be back in a second with Yanaz right after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we are back. When I say we, I mean me, and I guess when I say we, I mean my voice that is all fucked up because of an extremely sore throat, and I are back. I mentioned it earlier, right? Squids, man, they go to daycare, they come back, and everyone's like, oh, yeah,
everybody gets sick, and you just keep getting, like, you know, everyone then gets sick again. It's like, ah, fuck that, I'll be fine. Nah.
I feel like being sick for fucking 2 weeks straight, it's bullshit. Ugh. Anyway, Jimmy, enough of your bitching. Back to the basketball. All right. This is Yeah Nah. We take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Got one in from Twitter from Carson Mad Dogs over there. Mad Dogs on Twitter asked, Baines is killing it this season. That's got me wondering. Yeah Nah, Bangers is now the best Aussie big man currently playing. Yeah Nah. I mean, yeah. Better than Bogey at the moment. Better than Nick Kay. Not even comparing him historically to a Longlin Wertho, says Carson. And I feel pretty good about that. Like, he's got his title. He hits threes, lays wood. Given the chance, he's absolutely fucking unstoppable. We've got to remember that in his pomp, Bogut was pretty fucking good, though. But, I mean, this is Mad Dog's just saying it, basically, the best Aussie big man currently playing. So I agree with that. Yeah, but remember, like, April 2010, Bogut was fucking smashing it. They're going into the playoffs looking good. That mongrel Amari Stoudemire undercuts him, gives him a shove as he's going up to dunk, falls on his elbow. Ugh. Man, Bogut was, you know, pretty fucking good offensively, good enough defensively to be in the Defensive Player of the Year combo. 15, 10 years, just throwing up. But yeah, Bangers right now, easy. In his prime, absolutely crushing it, lifting up the Suns. It's beautiful. Next up, are the Kings back? Yeah, nah, I kind of think, yeah. I mean, 0-5, 5-2 since, lost those two to the Raptors and Lakers, got jobbed in the Lakers game. That's a combined 6 points between those two losses. Without Diazza and without Marvy Bags, it's like they needed that sort of kick in the ass. But I like it. This is much more of the Kings that I expected. I feel like it's also given Bogdan a bit of a chance to be a little bit more of a playmaker, and that's really, really helped him. Marvy Bags sort of just fits a little bit better on the sidelines when that's happening, and he's just sort of filling gaps. So, yeah, Sacramento at least a little bit more fun to watch now again, which sucks because Diazza is awesome. Marvy Bags is awesome. So, yeah. Hopefully they come back soon and they combine to all be awesome. Finally, are the Lakers being underrated in the media? Yeah, nah. No fucking way. This got brought up on the weekend by fucking Lakers fan Tim, that dickhead. It's like, oh, I don't get this persecution complex that all fucking Lakers fans apparently have. So, Kobe kept the rings. Yeah, 5. It's one less than Jordan, you fucks. Like, literally everyone's talked about all fucking season has been how good LeBron and Anthony Davis have been. And how they're absolutely fucking crushing it on top of the West. Like, yeah, that's what people are talking about. Don't try this fucking woe is me bullshit, Lakers fans. Boo fuck. No one's talking about how great we are. Fucking everybody is, you fucking crybaby. Shut up. Jesus, Lakers fans are the fucking worst. Apart from the one dude that I was at a Lakers game by my, was it Portland versus Lakers? I think, I want to say 2012. Yeah, it was fucking great. Sitting next to these three dudes, we have a bunch of cans. It's awesome. One of the dudes is passed out halfway through the first quarter. Massive Lakers fan, though. All right, unpopular opinion of the day.
Look at me.
I'm okay with the Raptors not giving my name as Jonas Valanciunas and Dallin Wright and CJ Miles championship rings, because without them leaving, the Raps probably don't win the fucking title. Right? So in this amazing story, it's broken down about how all 15 players on the roster, as well as the coaches and all the team staff, receive a ring. They're on the roster on June 13. Yep, cool. Apparently, this decision was made by management with some input from the players about who was entitled to a ring. Also checks out. And their GM was asked if the team had considered making an exception like the Warriors did for Anderson Varejao a couple of years ago for My Name is Jonas, because he played 6.5 years there. And he was like, nah, not really. And people are like, oh, but if you contributed throughout the season, you contributed to a title. It's like, no. You may have contributed their season. You didn't contribute to the fucking them winning the title. I mean, there is no way without the Raptors trading My Name is Jonas Valanciunas and those guys for Marc Gasol, do they win the title? They don't get past Philly in the second round. And B just shits all over My Name is Jonas Valanciunas. Get the fuck out of here. So, nah, fuck you. It's not this part. I'm sick of this partisan trade. Like, and this is what everyone fucking yells about. It's like, oh, fuck participation trophy culture. It's like, well, this is it. So everyone who's fucking whinging about it, settle the fuck down and blow it out your ass. They didn't play in the playoffs. They weren't on the roster. Like, who else would get a fucking, like, should I get one? I mean, yeah, Drake and fucking Nav got one. But at the same time, they were actually there at the finals, you know what I'm saying? All right, Outback Takehouse. It's Monday at Outback, and you know what that means. Oh, yes. Tasty, bloody, feathered friend. Because Davo hit another fucking emu on the weekend in his Holden Rodeo. So up there on the specials board, you'll be able to see it. Alice Springs chicken. And it goes great as a flame grilled take. And today's flame grilled take is the same bloody people who want to give Jonas Valanciunas a fucking ring are the same fucking ones who want Mark Jackson in as Knicks coach. They're a bunch of fucking participation trophy crybabies. Only at Outback. They really are. I reckon that Venn diagram is pretty fucking close, right? So, I bet he played for them. It's like, well, Mark Jackson instilled a defensive mindset. Fuck off. Yeah, My Name is Jonas Valanciunas, played there for 6.5 years, 7 years, and then everyone's shit. He leaves and they win. Make of that what you fucking will. All right, Australian Player Watch right after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Australian Player Watch. Bit of a... copped a couple of L's, did the Aussies on the weekend. Big Simo, Ben Simmons, in the loss to OKC, that game I mentioned earlier was really fun. Fouled out, though. 16, 11, and 8 he had, then fouled out. 6 of 8 shooting. Weird game. Fouled out very late, but still. In the win over Cleveland, that's right, Stephen A. Smith. Today, 10 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks of steal, and 5 of 8 shooting. But it's the Cavs. You'd expect Philly to win that one. Son of Bruce, Jonah Bolden, is down in the G League at the moment, absolutely crushing it. We'll talk about him in the G League catch-up. When do we do that? Thursdays? Yeah, it sounds right. But yeah, he got down to the G League and just automatically started kicking ass. So, I don't know, maybe he fights his way back into the team. Jingling Joe Ingles in the loss to Memphis. He had 18 minutes, not a great game. 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 of 4 from the floor, 1 of 3 from downtown. And Dante Exum. Dante's back. That's right, he was on the active roster for this game. So that's good. He didn't actually play, but he's on the active roster. That's a nice step forward. So hopefully he gets out there on the court very, very soon. King Dill of Maribor in Canada, first of his name, Smasher of Tins, in the loss to Philly. That was the only Cavs game on the weekend. 0 points, 2 rebounds, 2 bullshit fouls, and 2 bullshit turnovers, and 2 missed shots. Rough one for Dele. That's what happens when you get no sleep, when you got a squid. I can attest to that. Patty Mills, Patty Thrills, in the loss to Orlando over the Spurs. 19 minutes. 13 points, 6 of 9. Nice from the field, 1 of 3 from downtown, 1 assist, 1 rebound, and 3 steals. Patty crushing it. And then in 21 minutes against his old team, the Portland Trailblazers, a bit of revenge. 21 minutes, 11 points, 5 assists, 2 blocks. Shot like shit, though. 4 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 5 from downtown. Patty Mills getting 2 blocks. Love that. And Kung Fu, thon, lost to Charlotte for the Pistons. Only played 3 minutes and had a 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-1 foul. Come on, Thon, what are you doing? Bangers, as mentioned, Phoenix didn't play on the weekend, and Ryan Rowdy Brockoff did not dress for Dallas's win over, who did they play again? Toronto, that's right. Rowdy did not dress for that one, so rough as guts. All right, oh, it's Monday. What do we do on a Monday? Everybody loves Mondays because it means it's time for the Andrew Gaze Grand Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. It's the first. Andrew Gaze, Grey Mamba. Outstanding achievement. Yes, that's right. The Andrew Gaze, Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. How about Paul George? Since he's come back, he scored 70 points in only 44 minutes of game time and on only 34 field goals. Holy shit. That's pretty fucking good. That's 34 field goal attempts. That's all he's taken. He's got 70 points. Jesus. He's gone 10 of 17 across both the games. 33 in the game against the Pelicans. 37 against Atlanta. He's hit 9 of 16 from 3. Fucking hell. His new shoulders, they're just on set to automatic, mate. He's got those Kobe knees, Kobe German doctor knees. Love that. And look, Outstanding Achievement Award in the Field of Excellence. Look, we're going to talk about James Harden again tomorrow in the Shoot Award, but he set a record for the most points scored through the first 13 games of a season since the start of the three-point era, so that's pretty bloody good. But Paul George, man, he can't fucking miss, so... And Harden took 41 shots, so let's all just settle down. All right, the Patty Mills Game Day Bullet Game Day Twitter check-in... We had Patty tweeting out Frank Popovich at Burner Pop. Last night was the first time for me sitting close to Spurs bench. It was awesome to watch Patty Mills encourage everyone he comes in contact with, including this little girl. Hashtag go Spurs go. It is awesome. It's a lovely little video, and Patty is just doing Aussies proud everywhere, as per usual. So it's the inspiration board / Twitter check-in on your Patty Mills. All right, let's do some game previews for tomorrow's pretty big slate. We've got 9 games tomorrow. Should be fun. See how many of those we really get to get stuck into. It's pretty good ones, too. All right, let's do it. A bit of a check on some of these. So, before we do that, let's have a look at the weekend bets. We went 14 of 22 on our picks over the weekend. So for the year, we're at 100 of 184. That's really fucking good. But yeah, 14 and 22. Not bad, not bad. Good size. All right, so tomorrow we've got 9 games for the game previews.
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem. I don't think our voices are so different at the moment.
I know. Fucking hell, man. That's what happens when you eat a squid. Just get you sick all the fucking time. Suddenly you just, you know, become the world's biggest mouth breather. All right, Cavs at Knicks. The Knicks are 2-point favorites. I want the Cavs. I want all of the Cavs. The Knicks stink. Just watch them somehow beat the Cavs, though. But the Cavs are on a back-to-back. But I don't know, man. It's the Knicks. Fuck the Knicks. Give me the Cavs +2. Pacers at Nets. Nets finally getting home after a big, long road trip. -4.5. 4.5-point favorites at home. Can't trust them as far as I'd fucking throw them. Give me the Pacers. +4.5. Charlotte visit Toronto. I'll take the Raptors -9. I feel like Charlotte have been keeping up with teams, and I feel like Toronto have dropped a couple of screwy ones here. I feel like there's got a really, really fucking big wood laying coming from the Raptors. Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. Go to Chicago, and they're only 7-point favorites. I'll take that. Thank you very much. Milwaukee kick ass. Chicago are fucking horrible. Unless they like rest Giannis or something. But yeah, give me -7 against the Bulls every fucking day of the week. Blazers at Houston. Now, this is pretty interesting because it's not going to be the first time we see Carmelo Anthony in a Portland Trailblazer uniform. That should apparently be on American Tuesday. So I think they've got a back-to-back And that's when it might be there. It gets New Orleans. Yeah, that sounds about right. Anyway, the Blazers are 6.5-point underdogs against the Rockets. Seems like a lot, doesn't it? I feel like Houston can keep up with teams. They just can't stop them down the stretch. So I might take the Blazers plus 6.5. See, you know, if Rusty comes back, I don't know. Houston are a bit of a skeleton crew at the moment. I'll take Portland plus 6.5. Yeah, why not? Spurs at Dallas. I'll take the Mavericks minus 4.5. The Spurs are just a shit show at the moment, and I'm not going to trust them even getting 4.5 against the Mavs. The Wolves at the Jazz. This is a good game. The more I thought about this one, the more I liked it. The Jazz are 10-point favorites. The Wolves, who knows if Wiggins comes back. If he doesn't, I'd take the Jazz. If he does, I kind of like the Wolves to cover plus 10. But at the moment, no Wiggo. Give me the Jazz minus 10. No, they'll be nice and rested at least. And then finally, we've got a couple more. What do we got? We've got Boston at Phoenix. The Bangers revenge! Oh, Danny Ainge, I believe this is your knife in my back. Ka-thung, says Bangers, and then lays him out. Phoenix are 2.5-point favorites at home against the streaking Celtics. Can you believe that? I mean, I can, but I'm going to take the Celtics. I just think they're better. But watch Bangers. If there's a bet over-under, like 2.5 threes, go the over. Finally, OKC, the LA Clippers. Ooh, tasty. This is a fun game. Clippers, 8.5-point underdogs. Clippers, 8.5-point favorites at home. I'll take the Thunder. Even though the Thunder have sort of been really, really up and down. You know, they did beat Philly on Saturday. And then didn't have a really good game to back it up, I think. Is that right? No, or am I making that up? Maybe I'm making that up. I feel like they got shit pumped by somebody really, really recently. I can't fucking figure it out. Oh, brain. Sick man brain. Yeah, that's right. They got the shit pumped by the Pacers. So, look, give me OKC. Plus 8.5 against the Clippers. Paul George revenge, maybe, but he asked for a trade, so fuck it. Nice one. All right, holy shit. Made it. Oh, and I didn't pass out. Oh, thank God for that. Bit of a rough one. And I was just turning the corner on this as well. I fucking felt pretty good on Friday. That's why Friday's show smashed it. Not just the cans. All right, either way, we're back tomorrow with all the usual dumbassery. You know that. Lots of games to talk about. Get around NBA Australia on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're all over the socials. Get around NBAAustralia.com. If you're going to go buy some shit from Amazon, first go there. Click on the big button. They kick us a shekel or two if you do some shopping after that. Check us rating review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you use on your Android phone. If you can rate and review, please do it. It'll help out heaps. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their album, Running Out of Time, is out now. It's the best Australian album of the year. They were fucking amazing on Friday night. That was really fun. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Goldmines, Ramshack, Lamy, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. And remember, NBA Australia, support Australian bands. And we're going to close out with a new Delhi review for you, which would be pretty cool. Don't know how that's going to go. But it's all good. All right. We'll catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying... Oh, I just wish my fucking throat would stop hurting. Later, Hoson! Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? Tell you what, could use some fucking sleep, eh? Jesus, yep, it's your old mate Dally over here, and I'll tell you what, having a brand new baby squid is great and everything, but the missus can barely get some shut eye. I've been, like, travelling on the road and shit like a mad dog, played my mate Simo yesterday and shit. It's been pretty fun, but it's also pretty fucking nuts, you know? All I'm doing is running on Corona tins and grit. It's fucking mental. So, yeah, like, not even really time to cram in a movie this week for you. So, yeah, sorry about that. But I did manage to catch a few episodes in the new season of Big Mouth. Yeah. Have you legends been watching that? It's fucking funny as, eh? That little prick Nick Kroll from, like, the league and shit, and he's funny as, man. Like, it's all these kids freaking out and going through puberty and shit, and I'll tell you what, your old mate Deli over here, I would have fucking loved out of this when little Deli was little as, you know? Like, of course, I didn't go through puberty until I was 21, and I learned all about it, like, from fanging around Maribor. I bought out of my mind in my best mate Plugger's old Commodore Ute, eh? But, like, still, you know, each their own, and this would have been fucking gross. Anyway, I fucking love Big Mouth. I love Nick and Andrew and Jesse and Jay and Missy and shit. They're awesome. But my favorite is 100% the Hormone Monster, Maury. He's fucking a laugh and a fucking half, mate. Oh, I love him. He's got his little dicks running around and shit. They're all furry. Oh, it's fucking metal. So anyway, the episode so far this season, I really like that one about Nick and his phone. That was pretty fucking funny. The sexist dress code and shit at the school was fucking, oh man, just real fucking funny, you know. And also learned some things too. So, and good art is supposed to make you think. That's what Dally always says. So there you go. All right. So Big Mouth so far this season easily gets 18 out of 10 Dally ones. And if you've got Netflix, fucking get around it, you dickheads. All right. So that's it for this week. Depending on what's good, you know, and what's going on and how the squid is. I'll try to get a movie to review for you next week. We'll see how I go. Maybe pop down a Blockbuster or something. So, all right, later, fuckers. Dally out.